Hey, I'm Sheena, former miserable corporate attorney turned full-time calligrapher and creative entrepreneur. I used to feel like I was living my life for other people, and now I am more true to myself than ever. And each week, I'm sharing a short but powerful lesson that I've learned on that journey. So if you're looking for a way to get more creativity and possibility into your life, you're so in the right place. Let's dive right in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Sheena Show. I am going to record this episode a little bit more off the cuff. I did kind of do an outline, but I don't know. I'm feeling like just chatting with y'all today. It is June 15th, 2023. Me and my team here at Crooked Calligraphy, we just got done with, honestly, our first big launch sale of our calligraphy courses since I decided to take a big long sabbatical at the time, potentially walk away forever. This was back in April of 2022. And, you know, took my break, feeling shifted. I felt like I could come back to my business in a way that just felt different, where I wouldn't burn out. And if you've been listening to this podcast for this season two, you know that I was kind of wanted to embark on a bit of a business experiment. Like, how could I do things really differently so that it felt different? So we just finished that launch, and I am just going to give you a rundown of what the results were, like the big lessons that I learned. And I'm going to kind of weave that in with a bit of a check-in, because I just realized that it is 5 months, basically. It's been 5 months since I officially came back February 15th and announced that I was going to try and do things differently. So I will check in and see how that all is going. So let's get into launch results first. And I keep saying launch because that's kind of the lingo that I know from just being in the online education space and having a business where I sell a course online. It's basically a launch can just mean a sale of anything. I sell calligraphy courses. It could be the launch of, you know, a physical product, like a new set of wedding invitations, or a planner. It could be the launch of your consulting or coaching services. Launch just means that you're like launching it out there into the world, I guess is where that language comes from. But our launch was of the calligraphy courses that we offer. Our beginner calligraphy course we sold for $497. Our intermediate course, again, for $497. But the main offering was our Pro Calligrapher Bundle, which is the beginner course, the intermediate course, and the my business course, Calligraphy Business Starter Guide course, that you can't get separately. It's bundled in when you buy the Pro Calligrapher Bundle, and that is $997. So here are the stats. We opened doors for enrollment for 1 week, Monday, June 5th through Sunday, June 11th. Before we opened doors, we held a 5-day basically calligraphy and business challenge where every single day I would give a lesson and go live, and we had prizes, and it's quite involved, but we've done lots and lots of challenges before in our business, and we've kind of worked our way up towards them being kind of this complicated. And I also, to close out that challenge, taught a live webinar. So that's just kind of a live workshop training where I teach, you know, really valuable stuff, but also talk about our courses. It's kind of a sales mechanism, right? It's how people can really find out all the details about what we're offering and if it works for them, if it's something that they want to invest in. So we did all that, and final results, we got in 42 new students. Yay! So excited to welcome them and watch them on this calligraphy journey. the vast majority, 30, went for the Pro Calligrapher bundle. And this time around, we also did something new, and we offered personalized feedback as an add-on option. And we were surprised that half of the Pro Calligrapher bundle purchases decided to do the feedback option. And that's where one of our calligraphy teachers, you know, you can submit your assignments to them and they give you personalized one-on-one feedback on how to improve and stuff. So awesome. Total sales were about $38,000, about $27,000 as kind of in our pockets right now, and then $12,000 to come in payment plans because we have those available for people who want to split up payment for their calligraphy courses. So yeah, those are our overall results. I'm so happy with them. And I'm going to go over in this episode some of the main reasons why I'm feeling this way and why I'm like very optimistic about this. I do want to throw in that it, you know, that might sound like a really a huge amount of money, almost $40,000, and it is. And there are things to consider. Like we did have, you know, expenses going into this launch. I decided to spend about $5,000 on Facebook ads. So $1,500 of that to the agency that kind of sets up the ads for us, and then about $3,500 in actual advertising spend. And that got us close to 1,000 new people registered for the challenge, which was really cool, very low cost per lead. So that was one expense for sure. You know, me and my team spent many, many hours and a lot of energy kind of setting everything up for this challenge and webinar and everything. So, you know, stuff did go in. But yeah, still thrilled with the result. And let's get into why. So here are the three kind of lessons, takeaways that I get out of this whole launch experience. And hopefully this is informative, helpful, just educational to anybody out there who is starting, growing a creative business, or even aspiring to it, thinking about it. And you kind of hear numbers around sometimes from other entrepreneurs. Y'all know I like to be super transparent, maybe a little too honest. But you also, I don't know, I just want to give you a lot of the like background so you can hear those numbers with a bit more context, right? So here is one big takeaway. I am now fully convinced, and I have this belief, like it is totally possible to sell a $1,000 calligraphy program. Totally doable because I've now done it, right? And it's kind of a funny thing to say. You might go like, oh, of course. Of course it's doable. But I really didn't used to think that. In fact, when I first started to sell my calligraphy courses, I mean, the beginner course, when it first came out, I think I charged, oh, I don't know, like $180, something like that, for the course, lifetime access, you know, all of that. Because I just really, that's kind of how I tend to do pricing, actually. And maybe I'll do a whole separate episode just on pricing and how I do it. But the quick summary for this more impromptu episode is that I have always just kind of raised my prices over time, slowly over time, incrementally. And I think that's actually a perfectly legitimate and wonderful way to do it if that is how you need to do it. I know that there's a lot of advice out there like charge your worth and, you know, don't undercut the industry and all this stuff. But at the end of the day, it's your business. Hopefully you're in it for the long haul. You have to do it in a way that feels like it's actually in alignment for you and that it's sustainable long term. And that doesn't mean charging way low prices, undervaluing yourself just because you're scared to charge higher prices. I for sure have pushed myself every single time to raise my prices. And there were certain times in my business journey where I really raised the price by a big jump. And that took kind of working with a mentor or confidence from someone else who told me I could do it, or some sort of knowledge, new knowledge or new learning about the industry, or watching other people do it. That for sure can fuel a price jump. But for me, it's always been about putting it out there at kind of a lower price and then gaining confidence in that product, collecting testimonials, getting student feedback, improving it a little bit at a time, realizing, oh, I could probably bump the price, you know, $20, $50. Ooh, maybe I can add on a little more. And here is the real kind of underlying fundamental lesson about price that I really, really want you to absorb, especially if you're a newer business owner. Pricing, whether people say yes or no, is never about the actual dollar amount. It is always about the value that is communicated and perceived. So let me take that apart a little bit. I used to think, kind of looping back, that calligraphy, you know, it's this craft. It's this art thing, you know, that some people are interested in. It's pretty writing. No one is going to pay more than $200 to learn that. And then I thought, no one is going to pay $500 to learn that. And then I thought, no one is going to pay $1,000 to learn that. And I was wrong every single time. But here's why. It's because I kept adding value whenever I would increase the price. And that value, because I do courses, often came from, okay, I'm improving the course a little bit. I ran it a few times. Here I can upgrade some things. I can add in some stuff. Sometimes it came from really adding on brand new features, like, you know, live Q&A sessions or personalized feedback. A lot of times the perceived value, right, on my customer's end came from me getting better at talking about why my courses were awesome. And that came from me always collecting testimonials and feedback and all of that. So you see how, you know, when I first started out selling my calligraphy courses, it was a beginner course. You know, it was, you just get the course material, and I just continued to add on value until now I have something that I sell for $1,000, but it's packed with value. And people see that value because I communicate it and they're willing to buy it. So I just want you to take away from that no matter what you think about, oh, how much people will pay for this, that, or the other, if you can somehow increase the value and increase the perception and communication of that value, then you might be really surprised at what people are happy to pay, right? My students are excited to be in the course, and I'm excited for them. I'm genuinely like, oh my God, you're totally going to get your money's worth and so much more. But that's why I'm able to sell calligraphy for $1,000 now. And who knows, in the future, I don't know where it might go, although $1,000 is pretty good for me right now. Okay, that was all kind of like the pricing lesson. Second kind of tier here, expectations. So like I said before, the results of this launch, I'm totally thrilled with, but that might be kind of surprising because if you look back at what Crooked Calligraphy used to do, so I went and looked at our previous results, and in the beginning of 2022, we did a launch of our intermediate calligraphy course, and we didn't meet our goal. We sold fewer than we thought we were going to, and we only, I put only in quotes, we made $60,000. That was total sales. And that I remember being disappointed by. Like, oh my God, we didn't hit our goal. We didn't sell as much as we thought we were going to sell. Like, what's happening? What went wrong? And I easily could have fallen into the same kind of mental trap this time around and said, oh, $40,000. No, that's like, how come we didn't meet our, you know, how come we didn't get more? But here is where I really believe I'm becoming a more resilient and experienced and evolved business owner. I, you know, look at that result and I think, okay, what could explain this result other than the fact that I suck and I'm a failure and I'm bad at business and I could have done better, right? Because that's never helpful, that shaming talk. And when I ask myself that question, I mean, there's a lot of clear stuff. Number one, Crooked Calligraphy, our business, we have not been growing our audience and reach. We have not been getting in front of many new people because I was on break for a year, right? So that's totally understandable, right? But I hadn't really, you know, gone through this kind of self-coaching about it. Maybe I wouldn't have seen that. So all of 2022, pretty much all of 2022, three quarters of 2022, I was completely on break. No emailing, no social media, no ads. I mean, our audience did not grow. So to be able to come out after that and still do this result is pretty amazing. Because in the past, right, that 2022 launch I told you about where we only in quotes, made $60,000, that was after 2-3 years of continuously growing our audience and our reach through paid advertising, right? So in 2020, 2021, we were probably spending $10,000 to $20,000 a month per month on Facebook ads. And what that was doing was putting us in front of thousands of people who would never have found us through our organic channels, right? Or maybe the people would have found us, but way, way later. And I've talked to so many students who have taken our courses and have gotten amazing results and are still following us and, you know, have a relationship with them. And they're like, oh yeah, I found you through your Facebook ads. So, right? Everybody who was like, Facebook ads, kind of scary, kind of evil, whatever. Maybe I'll do another episode on those, but I hope that adds a little color, right, to what ads can do for your business. But anyway, we were continuously growing our audience. So, you know, and the kind of, if you break it down, it really is you either find new people to sell things to in your business, or you sell more things to the people that you already reach, right? It's kind of simple if you break it down that way. So, you know, we were doing very little of the first. I also kind of, you know, took a look at my expectations and coached myself using all the stuff that I talk about in episode, season 2, episode 9 of The Sheena Show, where I talk about what to do when sales don't come in. So used a lot of that stuff on myself. Go check out that episode after this one. It's episode 2-9. And then finally, something that really, really helped is that I have friends who are business owners. I am in a peer mastermind with a couple women who also own online businesses. We've been meeting for like maybe 3 years now. And I've been hearing from them that they've also had launches that didn't go as expected, didn't hit goals. So I kind of had that knowledge in my brain too of like, okay, it's probably not me. It's not that I'm a failure. It's not that I did it all wrong. It's that, hey, maybe there's some shit going on in the world right now. And if you are with me listening to this in June of 2023, you know that there is indeed some shit going on in the world. Economic stress, all, you know, all sorts of stuff. So, you know, all of that kind of helped to really put me in a great headspace. Because here's where I am now. And this is part 3, where I'm just gonna kind of talk about overall feelings and do a little check-in now that I'm 5 months into this business experiment. So reality check on the experiment. It has been messy as fuck. And part of that messiness has been that I have not always stuck to the, I'm going to do whatever I want and fuck all the expectations and I'm really going to just play around and see what happens. That was the kind of original intent behind that, you know, radical business experiment. And it is not going perfectly. Let me just tell you that. There is so much that it is changing for me and that it continues to change for me. It's absolutely worth doing, and I'm going to keep sticking to it. As in, I am riding the ups and downs better. I have more realistic expectations that, hey, this entrepreneurship stuff is going to be hard sometimes. And that's all totally okay. It's just like a microcosm of life, right? Where sometimes life is shit. And it doesn't mean anything has gone wrong. It just means like, you've hit a rough patch. Get yourself through it. Drink some more water. Maybe have some more snuggles with your pets or your loved ones. And you'll eventually get out of it. And I think that being able to let go of, you know, those expectations that why doesn't this feel better? Why isn't this going right? Why isn't everything going my way? I feel like I'm letting go of that and able to just accept more these days. And deep, deep, deep under that acceptance is this belief that, like, no matter what happens, I'm going to be okay. So that's really like the gold that is coming out of this experiment. More of an ability to trust myself. More of a focus on, okay, what actually is lighting me up right now? What is interesting to me? What's curious? Let's turn towards that. I know I have other things to do on my to-do list. And sometimes those things are urgent and I need to do them. But most of the time, I don't have to do them right this minute. I can focus on, okay, where's my curiosity? What do I want to lean into right now? And a lot of times that looks like inconsistent posting, emails not going out exactly on time each week, podcasts not being batch recorded perfectly or perfectly scripted. It feels more fluid and organic and playful and like there's more allowance. Because I just am underneath it all, going through the ups and downs and the hard parts. And if you've listened to this podcast, this season two, you know there has been some hard parts. I'm coming out of all of it with a little bit more just learning that it's all going to be okay. So, I mean, I look at this launch just to kind of bring it back around and wrap it up. We brought in $40,000. We did one kind of flash sale a couple months ago of our courses that brought in about, I want to say $26,000. I'll be honest with you, if we do maybe another launch in the fall of our calligraphy courses and do about the same as this launch, we're going to be making barely enough to cover, you know, business expenses and the minimum amount that I want to pay myself. My goal this year, the kind of like just like loosely held goal that I've set for myself is I would love to bring in $250,000 of revenue this year in my business. Here is where I am seeing this kind of, you know, the rest that I took, the experimentation that I'm doing, here's where I'm seeing the glimmers of that payoff. This goal of mine, I said loosely held. That means it's not going to determine how worthy I feel, whether I meet that goal or not. It does feel a little more like I can play with it. What can I do besides launching my calligraphy courses that might get me to my goal? What sounds fun to me? Where can I dig into my expertise and everything that I've learned and come up with something that, you know, the people who follow me, you all, something that would really be helpful to you, something that you'd be delighted to pay for, something that I can put out into the world that's new and that I haven't thought of before. that might be a surprising new way to make money. I don't know. I'm feeling very open to it all right now. So I am closing out this episode on like a really hopeful note. And I'm sure that this feeling is gonna get stronger at points during the year, you know, in the months that come, and I'm gonna go down again and feel, you know, anxious and stressed out about why am I not making more money? And it's all a part of the journey. And it's all strengthening this fundamental belief that really is going to keep me afloat no matter what happens. And that is this faith in myself. That I'm going to be okay. I know how to create value. That I know so much. That I have incredible skills. That I'll always know how to make money and take care of myself. And that is the most precious thing that I could ever learn from any life journey. It happens to be entrepreneurship, but it's this feeling of security underneath it all, like I'm gonna be okay. I don't know. Where do you get that kind of faith, huh? Some people get it from religion. Some people get it from loved ones or, you know, other transformative life experiences. And I happen to be getting it from business ownership. So I don't know. That doesn't give you a reason to try this crazy ass ride. I don't know what does. All right. Thank you for sticking with me on this kind of impromptu episode. We'll be back soon with more Sheena Show. So stay tuned.
Oh, you're still here. That's awesome. That means that you like the show, right? Thank you for listening to the end. And I want to ask you a really quick favor. Could you take 2 seconds right now, literally right now, to just leave a rating on this podcast? And if you're feeling extra generous, write a 1-sentence review. It really helps more people like you to find this show. You are awesome. I'll see you next time.